Taking a look first at your news for the hour. There was a special moment during Monday's Fairgrove Township meeting when four decades of service were recognized with a congressional resolution. Cole Wood, a representative from Congresswoman Lisa McClain's office, attended the meeting to present Keith Ader with the Special Recognition Proclamation for Years of Service. Ader was honored for his 40 years serving on the Vassar Area Ambulance Board as the Fairgrove Township representative, and was also recognized for his prior 40 years of service on the Fairgrove Township Board before retiring as a supervisor. And another news for today. The ACW Unionville Fire Department Rescue Team had a busy Wednesday morning on August the 19th. At around 7:40 a.m. this morning, the Unionville Fire Department was dispatched to the end of a Vassar Road, which is a dead-end road outside of Unionville, for the report of a vehicle in the water with a single occupant inside. When first responders arrived on the scene, they found a Jeep Wrangler stranded in approximately 3 to 4 feet of water, approximately 100 yards from the shoreline. Firefighters donned their special water rescue suits and deployed a rapid deployment craft in order to reach the vehicle. Rescue personnel conducted an immediate medical assessment on the scene, while also taking necessary precautions before safely transferring the occupant from the water to the rapid deploy craft and then transporting the person back to shore. The driver was alive and well, and the patient's care was turned over to ACW Ambulance Services and MMR for evaluation. The Unionville Fire Department crew remained on the scene to assist D&J Towing in safely extracting the vehicle from the water. All units cleared the scene at around 9:45 a.m. The Unionville Fire Department thanked the Tuscola County Sheriff's Office, ACW Ambulance, MMR, and D&J Towing for their assistance and seamless interagency cooperation during the incident. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Justin Smith, Executive Director at the National Sheriffs Association. I've seen what substance use does to people, to families, and to entire communities. But this isn't about blame. It's not about failure. Substance use is a health condition. Prevention works, treatment is effective, and recovery is possible. I'm proud to be a part of a national effort helping communities respond with knowledge, not stigma.
If your community needs opioid education and training, or if you have substance use disorder, visit www.sheriffs.org/opioideducation for more. A public service message from the National Sheriffs Association.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning us now to your news for the hour. Because Grant Township is providing fire protection coverage for two different fire departments, confusion regarding billing was discussed during the last Board of Trustees meeting. Most of the discussion centered around Brookfield Township Fire Department's billing for emergency response calls from Grant Township residents. The plan following discussion was for Grant Township to send out the bills and collect the money. Also, the board wants more info before the board approves the bills for payment. During discussion, the need for policies regarding billing and the next steps if individuals do not pay, as well as wanting payments returned to Grant Township and not to Brookfield, so there's a record for Grant Township to follow for those who have paid. Also, Grant will contact Brookfield regarding the issue and get some samples of other similar fire policies in the area. The board also approved paying the Elmwood Township Fire Department's bill of $6,300 to provide coverage for part of the township for next year. And another news for today. A 3-year contract for fire protection services from the Marathon Area Fire Authority was inked by Oregon Township. When the new contract begins on September the 1st, the cost for fire services will increase from $85,055 up to $96,224. On the second year, fire services will increase to $101,809. And in 2028, the contract will increase to $107,394. The township contracts with both the Lapeer Fire and Rescue and with the Marathon Area Fire Authority. Residents pay a $45 yearly assessment for fire protection. It is anticipated that the assessment costs will increase to keep pace with the change for services. And taking a look next at your obituaries. The following area death has been reported for today. Wednesday, August the 19th of 2026. Patricia Ann Essenmacher, age 88, of Port Austin, passed away on August the 18th of 2026. Massive Christian burial for Patricia Ann Essenmacher will be from noon on will be at noon on Friday, August the 21st, at the St. Michael Church Annunciation of the Lord Parish in Port Austin. Visitation will be held at 11 a.m. at the church until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Melinda Ozentoski, and condolences may be shared with the family online at McAlpinFuneralHome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area news and obituaries anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net.